There'd be a Thai version that be distributed to Thai media when they come, because probably now they have already known. Some of them have already known. Most of them probably have known by now. Dear fellow citizens who are for democracy, those who have an interest, members of the Thai and foreign press. As we are all aware that there has been a coup d'etat, and then there have also been something involved me before and after the coup, I'd like to clarify to the public as follows. My views about the coup d'etat. During the past several decades, I have voiced my opinions opposing coup d'etat all along. And during those decades, I have said that no matter how serious the problems confronting the country are, coup d'etat will not be the solution, but will, on the other hand, worsen the problems. When this coup d'etat happened, I still hold the same view and have voiced my dissent with the coup. I would like to stress here that coup d'etat is in itself an abrogation of democracy. Therefore, it cannot possibly create rules that will improve democracy. On the other hand, it will make those rules that are undemocratic even more undemocratic. Coup d'etat is not a solution to the problems or conflicts in Thai society, but will make the conflicts even worse. It is also a great concern that if those with authority cannot handle the problems well, it may lead to violence and greater losses. Coup d'etat is an undemocratic process that the majority of the world and Thais do not accept, and it will have a negative impact on the country's image and to international cooperation with other countries, thus aggravating the country's own economic problems. As for the excuse that there had been many conflicts in Thai society together with violence and great losses, that the military leaders had to declare martial law and stage a coup d'etat. The military leaders, in fact, could have chosen other alternative from the very beginning. That was to cooperate with the government in law enforcement with equal justice to all parties. If they chose to do that, the situation would not have been worsened and turned to be an excuse for staging a coup. The reasons I have not reported to the NCPO. I have explained to the press that as I did not accept the coup, I could not report to those who staged it. In addition, I'd like to add that I've been of this view, which I also expressed to several cabinet members and to the public, that the declaration of martial law was against the Constitution and against the Martial Law Act itself, since there had never been a royal proclamation. As for the coup, prior to the royal proclamation, appointing General Prayut as head of NCPO, it could not be claimed that the coup had not been accomplished. All acts by General Prayut and his colleagues in taking power are therefore against the Section 68 of the Constitution. All the orders by the NCPO prior to the royal proclamation to appoint the head of the NCPO will therefore not be legitimate. This will be easily seen by the fact that there will soon be an amnesty for all the acts of the NCPO prior to the royal proclamation of the head of NCPO. Let me add to this my own experience a little bit. actually the some of the reasons that I haven't reported to the I do not report to the NCPO is it's against my conscience, and I'm not used to it. I'm not used to it because I've been through several coup d'etats in Thailand as a student activist, as a member of parliament, as a minister. None of the coup makers had ordered me to report to them before, so I'm not used to this kind of reporting. And in the past, there was some incident that took place when some military announced that they have already staged a coup. They order a lot of people to report to them. But without royal proclamation, after some days, few days, they lost. The coup failed. And the people who reported to them or cooperated with them were put in jail. I have this experience. I remember this. General Prayut and his fellows probably didn't know about this kind of thing because he was very young at the time. Maybe he's like 1 year older than me. He was very young at the time. I was also very young at the time, but I was involved in politics then. So I have all this memory. There's a very good reason for not reporting to the coup makers. So continue back to my statement. Even though it's repetition. In the past, when there have been attempted coups followed by orders of various people to report them, they had no royal proclamation appointing those coup leaders in power, they would turn out to be rebels. And as a consequence, those who reported to them, cooperated with them, would also be found guilty. From the past experience and these rules of law, I therefore decided not to report to NCPO. I've also made it very clear that I had no intention to escape, to resist, or to go underground to fight, but would be ready to be arrested when the time is right. What to do next? I still insist use my all rights and liberty to call for returning the country to democracy by first calling for the NCPO to return the power to people and to hold election under a democratic rule at the earliest possible. All my actions will be by peaceful means and in accordance with Section 2 of the Constitution. That means this country will be under democracy. King as the head of the state. And underline democracy. With Section 2 of the Constitution and the rules of law that are just. The next topic is willing to be arrested. I have said that I would be ready for the NCPO to take me or arrest me at the right time. As now there has been a royal proclamation appointing the head of the NCPO, despite the fact that I still do not agree with the coup. But I am aware that the NCPO has now the power according to the Thai law in several matters, and therefore I am ready to be arrested by the NCPO for further actions as appropriate. I have chosen to express my opinions according to the principle of civil disobedience, and therefore am ready to face whatever consequence according to the law. If I am to be prosecuted, I will be ready to fight according to my given rights, as I understand that there will be many cases to be prosecuted. I would like to suggest that those cases against people of different political beliefs not be under court martial, military court. But under normal courts of justice, it should be called martial court. Right? My appeal to NCPO, number one, return the power to the people as soon as possible. Hold election under democratic rule at the earliest. Number two, please avoid using violence against the people and no suppression of the people. No discrimination in applying the law so as to avoid violence in society. And should allow the people to demonstrate their opinions and call for democracy by peaceful means, which will be the most important conditions to avoid conflicts and violence. This will be better than to push them away to fight by other means. Three, try to promote the search for knowledge and experience in order for our society to reach for peaceful coexistence despite different in opinions. This is one of the fundamental problems of the Thai society, and violence is not a solution. Four, release all those detained without any condition at the earliest. Five, if there is a genuine desire for reform, opportunity should be open to all sides as much as possible. Please understand that in the Thai society, there exist a number of different opinions on the Buddhist era 2550 constitution and the reforms that several sides are now advocating. It is therefore never easy to find a conclusion. Six, in your further actions from now on, I hope that you will consider the views of the international community so as to avoid any negative impacts over the economy and the livelihood of the people. My appeal to those who advocate democracy: it is legitimate rights for the people to demonstrate that they are against the coup and any act from the coup. I suggest that any call for democracy be peaceful and taking into account that Thai social conditions that have been in critical conditions for several years. The country's problems have been much accumulated. Over the years, democracy that we have tried to help preserve had gradually diminished until finally losing it by the coup. From now on, what the rules of the government will be like are of different opinions in our society. And it is necessary for those who advocate democracy to help contribute on what the democratic rules should be and how to persuade the majority of the people to accept and to help create them. My appeal to the world community: I would like to thank various governments and international organizations who are concerned about the situation in Thailand and to try to prevent violence against the people, as well as expressing views against martial law and coup d'etat. I would like to thank you for the call to the NCPO to return to democracy and to hold election as early as possible. I hope that this help, according to democratic principles of civilized countries, will continue. Thank you, the member of the press. I would like to thank you for continuously presenting the facts to the public, both sides, both inside and outside Thailand. Thank you for presenting. Thank you for presenting this presentation to the public. I would like to reiterate that the facts are essential in solving crises in every society. Thank you all.